Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Awards podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, June 11th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of awards news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Hispanic Public Relations Association announces 2024 Bravo Awards honorees. The Hispanic Public Relations Association, HPRA, has announced its 2024 Bravo Award honorees. The honorees include Journalist of the Year, Leon Krause, Pioneer of the Year, Pedro A. Guerrero, and DEI Champion, Monica Bauer, from PepsiCo. The award ceremony will take place on October 10, 2024, in Coral Gables, Florida. HPRA President Sonia V. Diaz praised the honorees for their advocacy for multicultural communities. Guerrero, founder of Hispanic Executive, has been a transformative force in Hispanic media. Krause, an award-winning journalist, has been a prominent voice in Mexican and U.S. journalism. Bauer, PepsiCo's global DEI officer, has been instrumental in driving initiatives for a more inclusive workplace. The 2024 HPRA National Bravo Awards highlight the stellar work of PR and marketing teams, with submissions open until June 11, 2024. Recognizing those making an impact in the affordable housing and community development industries. CAHEC recently announced the recipients of the 2024 CAHEC Awards. Charleston Square Apartments in Troy, Alabama, received the Development of the Year Award for their extensive property rehab that improved resident lives with minimal rent increases. Shannon Pau, president of Remnant Management, received the CAHEC Values Award for her dedication to affordable housing and community support. The Intergenerational Center for Arts and Wellness was recognized for its community impact through a new facility providing essential services and intergenerational interactions. Resident Tina Rice of North Point Commons 2 in Asheville, NC, was highlighted for her dedication to breaking the cycle of trauma through her work as an instructional assistant and volunteer efforts despite battling an autoimmune disorder. CAHEC, a community investment organization, offers housing opportunities and support throughout the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions. A chilling vision of an armed insurrection in the U.S., Norman Brewer's spellbinding political thriller, January 6, a novel, explores America's darkest nightmare. Norman Brewer's spellbinding political thriller, January 6, a novel, delves into a chilling vision of an armed insurrection in the U.S. Drawing on his background as a former award-winning Washington journalist, Brewer weaves a narrative that explores the profound ramifications of a successful insurrection in the United States. In his masterful political tale, democracy is assaulted as right-wing extremists storm the Capitol, taking the House Speaker hostage and unleashing terrorist attacks nationwide. Brewer's work has been praised by reviewers and readers alike, with retired Army Major General Mary Eder noting how close the country came to calamity on January 6th. January 6th, a novel, is part of Brewer's Anti-Hero Rebellion series, which includes Blending In, a tale of homegrown terrorism, and Killer Politics, a satirical tale of homegrown terrorism. The series offers a stark warning about the dangers facing democracy in the United States.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.